Heavenly Father, we thank you that according to your word that you are perfecting that which concerns each of your children. Now, please open our eyes, the eyes of our understanding, to hear what you say by your Spirit through your word in this message. In Jesus' name, amen.
John MacArthur passed away. And one of the saddest things about that is the alarming fact that so many who were under the influence of Satan himself, that's all it could be, are celebrating the life, quote unquote, ministry and death of a man, a brazen Calvinist heretic who denied the blood atonement of Christ and then doubled down on it, and also said that you can take the mark of the beast and still be saved. I'm talking about John MacArthur, who is now dead. In fact, one writer notes this about John MacArthur. Slave is a book by John MacArthur titled Slave. He notes that John MacArthur is a best-selling author among many young Christians who are led to believe that the sources referenced therein, that is in this book titled Slave, are actually Christian books that John MacArthur is sourcing, or at least neutral historical sources. Theological heretics Dale Martin and Bart Ehrman are only two of the many academics of the quote-unquote Jesus seminar variety whose scholarship is recommended without an honest identification or disclaimer to warn the reader. This is all being done by, or was done, by John MacArthur. He continues, by concealing the identity and the agenda of his sources, that is, the sources used by John MacArthur in this book called Slave, John MacArthur is deceptively promoting Gnostic books and the Gnostic heresy to many young Christians who are not yet established in the faith, unquote. As I mentioned at the onset of this message, we're not going to go into too much detail about each and every heresy that John MacArthur peddled, such as taking the mark of the beast and still being saved, denying the blood atonement, teaching Calvinism and eternal security. The Bible says a little leaven, just a little bit of untruth, a little bit of heresy, leavens or ruins the whole lump or loaf. A little leaven leaveneth the whole loaf. So we have a category. It's safeguardyoursoul.com/John-MacArthur. It's in the drop-down menu under the J alphabet, John MacArthur. You can check out about 6 posts we have on him, including the very denial of the efficacy in the atonement of the blood of Jesus. Here's what John MacArthur says. This is a quote from John MacArthur. The only importance of the blood of Jesus has is that it showed he died. Unquote. Let me read that again. Now, I want you to put on your Bible student cap right here. The only, you got to compare like the Bereans did, everything everybody's saying, every mere man, including the absolute fool who is speaking to you right now. You have to examine it all against the holy, final divine authority standard of the Word of God, just like the Berean believers did when they took Paul to task. They hard checked him when he came preaching the gospel. Now, if there's anybody other than Jesus under the new covenant that wouldn't need to be checked, it would have to be Paul. They cross-checked him, and Paul didn't complain. He was happy about it. The scripture says these disciples of Jesus at the town of Berea were more noble. Acts 17:10-11. Quote, these were more noble. How many of us want to be noble in the eyes of God? Here it is. This is how you become noble. These, you become a truth seeker who believes only the word of God, and you weigh everything taught by every and any man and your own thoughts against the holy scriptures, which is the holy standard of God. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, the disciples at Berea. Here's why they were more noble. In that they received the word of God, with all readiness of mind from Paul, the apostle, and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so, unquote. So they didn't believe any man at his word. They went to the word itself, and they examined everything that was taught.
In light of what
the final divine authority of what Holy Scripture reveals. So John MacArthur teaches that the only significance and importance of the blood of Jesus, this is a head spinner for any Bible student, is that it showed that he died, that his body was now dead because it lost all its blood. Then we see this by John MacArthur, there is no saving in that blood itself. Quote unquote. Folks, we don't have to go any further to know this man was demonic. He couldn't have been more of a wolf in sheep's clothing. The Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. The flesh only has life because of what? The divine life source of the blood. Leviticus 17:11.
So Jesus Christ came to the earth with the blood of his heavenly Father, the divine blood of the heavenly Father, in his very veins. In fact, the Bible says the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and that God himself purchased us with his own blood, Acts 20, verse 28. The precious blood that Jesus had in his veins that was to ultimately be shed on the altar of the cross. And beloved saints, it is by that precious blood alone that we are saved. So anyone de-emphasizing the blood of Jesus and trying to put the emphasis on his body is a diabolical wolf. All the way from the beginning, Bible students know that God used blood to redeem and to forgive sins. In fact, that's what we see right there depicted and prefigured in the very first messianic prophetic prefiguring of Jesus coming to the earth. When Adam and Eve sinned against God, God did not accept their fig leaf cover-up of their sin, but he shed the blood of an animal. There's the blood of Christ prefigured right there, prophetically, in this type and shadow where God shed the blood of an animal in order to cover the man and the woman who had fallen into sin, Genesis chapter 3.
To claim that there is no life in the divine blood of the one, Jesus Christ, who created and sustains and is the life, is heretical at best. The blood of Jesus is the very blood of God. Notice Acts 20:28. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood.
Blood, 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 blood.
Now, while John MacArthur puts the emphasis on the body of Jesus, the Bible seems to put the emphasis on the blood of Jesus. The body of Jesus was made alive, as is everyone's body, by the life force, the divine life of the blood therein. This is Acts 20:28. He hath purchased with his own blood. That is the church of God, which he hath purchased, not with his own body, although that's a fact too, but with his own blood. So then we need to understand that whatever we do, beloved saints, study the blood of Jesus, without which no man can be saved.
Hebrews
9:22 says that without shedding of blood is no remission of sins. It was the shedding of the blood of Jesus, the Bible continually tells us, that atoned for the sin of mankind. That was the price that the Father paid to redeem us when he chose to die for us, Christ did, rather than live without us. We need to follow Jesus and not any mere man, my friends. John MacArthur is doubling down, by the way, he did before he died, on this heresy instead of admitting his error, which was completely obvious. Again, John MacArthur said, one of the two things he said is, quote, there is no saving in that blood itself. Unquote. Again, Leviticus 17, verse 11, it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Quote, unquote, we need to take God at his word. Any person who discounts, quote, the precious blood of Christ is an accursed heretic that is preaching another gospel and is demon-possessed. Any person who says anything like, such as, there's nothing special about the blood of Jesus, quote, unquote, is an absolute hell-bound antichrist.
is with no exception. Now, somebody might say, well, maybe he repented. Well, we hope he repented if he wasn't past the point of no return. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood, the blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. God calls the blood, quote unquote, of his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, precious. And anyone who says otherwise is a blasphemous heretic and wolf from hell. And that's exactly what John MacArthur said when he said these words. There is no saving in that blood itself, that is, in the blood of Jesus, which is unthinkable. Notice Leviticus 17:14. For it is the life of all flesh, that is the blood. The blood of it is for the life thereof. For the life of all flesh is the blood thereof. It's the blood, that is, he says, that gives life to the flesh. Matthew 26:28. For this is my what? Blood, Jesus said. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sin. Now, somebody might say, well, the body of Jesus, he was the Word made flesh, is important too. Well, it is. But let's just stick to the foundation here. John MacArthur says this again, there is no saving in that blood itself, quote unquote. No saving in that blood. He's on record. We've got the videos right here on this post titled John MacArthur Denies the Blood Atonement of Christ. Three videos where he's saying that himself. This is not hearsay. So we see in Matthew 26:28 that Jesus, getting ready to go on the cross for our sins, to die on the cross for our sins, said, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission, the removal, the complete forgiveness of sins. Notice he said it was his blood, the blood of the New Testament. Read the book of Hebrews. How about Romans 3:25? We're talking about the efficacy in the atonement of the blood of Jesus Christ. If it's not a bloody gospel, the blood of Christ, it's a false gospel, my friend. And when you've got people celebrating a man, John MacArthur, his life, ministry, and death, who denied the atonement of the blood of Christ, you've got a regrettable generation of counterfeits. Notice Romans 3:25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation. What does that mean? That means an atoning sacrifice through faith in what? His blood. To declare his righteousness, that's God's righteousness, and it came through the blood for the remission of sins. That's the only way we could be forgiven and redeemed, that are passed through the forbearance of God. So only the blood of Jesus, not the body, but the blood of Jesus, satisfied the claims of the Father's justice to redeem mankind. Only the blood. That's what we observe right here. Notice Romans 5:9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, by the blood of Christ, we shall be saved from wrath through him. How will we save from the judgment of God, who is holy, just, and good, and cannot fellowship with sinful people? So he sent his only begotten Son to shed his blood so that we could be redeemed. Much more than being now justified. How are we justified? Here it is. By his blood. Somebody might say, wow, you're just being so elemental about it. Absolutely. There is no gospel. There is no forgiveness. There is no salvation outside of the precious blood of Jesus. Much more than being now justified by his blood. I want you to snapshot those exact four words, quote, justified by his blood. We shall be saved from wrath, from God's just judgment on the wicked, through him, through Christ, and through his blood. Now, I want to point out here that we do have a category on blood atonement. Let me make sure I give it to you exactly. We have over 200 categories. It's titled Blood Atonement. Let me encourage you to get into that. Lots of podcasts and biblical texts. It's going to change your life. Again, if any man preaches any other gospel, then the one Paul gave, which was the gospel of Christ, and it was given by Christ, it was given by all of the writers of the New Testament, the Apostle John, the Apostle Peter, Jude, etc., Paul, that one gospel. And if any man preach any other gospel or anything contrary to the one gospel of Jesus Christ, let him be accursed. And let me just say this, John MacArthur was accursed. He was preaching another gospel, and anybody who's weeping over his death because he had such a great ministry, quote unquote, is bidding Godspeed to a devil from hell who controlled the life of this blasphemous heretic, John MacArthur. That's what the Bible says. You're bidding Godspeed. You're condoning a wicked false teacher who, if he didn't repent, is in hell as sure as you're breathing. And you're guilty of his sins. And you, my friend, are going to be damned with him. You're going to receive the same judgment of all false teachers. And at that, let me just remind you of what the Bible says concerning all false teachers and false prophets. It says in 2 Peter 2, 1 through 3, that their damnation slumbereth not. In other words, every one of them is going straight to hell. They're going to be damned. And so is anybody who in any way bids Godspeed. That means condones or congratulates or endorses them. You're going to the same hell as the false prophets that you're condoning. Notice this. 2 John, it's only one chapter, verse 9 through 11. First, he says there are many deceivers that are entered into the world in verse 7. By the way, John MacArthur was one of them. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth does not remain in the doctrine of Christ. That would include the blood of Christ at the very top of the list. Hath not God. Anybody condoning someone who denied the blood atonement of Christ is not of God, according to the word of God, right here. He that abideth or remains, continues in the doctrine of Christ, including the blood of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, that would include the blood atonement of Christ at the center of the doctrine of Christ, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Don't condone or endorse him in any way. Don't give him a penny. Expose him. Romans 16, 17, and 18. Verse 11, 2 John, for he that biddeth him Godspeed, in other words, anything you do to condone him, is partaker of his evil deeds. You're going to go to the same hell as the false teachers that you bid Godspeed to, if that's what you're doing.
Okay, so someone might say, well, John MacArthur had a vast knowledge of the Bible. Well, whatever vast knowledge John MacArthur had of the Bible is minuscule in light of the knowledge that Satan has of the Bible and of God. Remember, he used to be dwelling in heaven with God, and he knows the Word of God better than all of us, including John MacArthur. And someone else might say, well, that's just one thing he taught. It's okay if that's wrong and everything else he preached was correct and biblical. Wrong. That would be like saying, give me a glass of water. Oh, you can put a drop of invisible, deadly arsenic poisoning in it. I don't care, right? I mean, after all, 99.9% of that glass of water is pure water, but it's going to kill you. That one drop of arsenic or whatever kind of poisoning it takes is going to kill you. So is that okay somehow? Again, a little leaven, a little, just a little, leaveneth, ruins the whole lump. That, speaking of doctrine and specifics, Galatians chapter 5, verse 9. Also, notice what we read in the book of Romans. This is a verse we have covered. I'm going to hit this one again. I want to ask you something. As we come in for a landing, saints, if the blood, as John MacArthur claims, has no power in it and there's nothing special about it, why do we read that God commands us to have faith in his blood? And that is connected directly to his righteousness and the remission of our sins. Romans 3:25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, that's Jesus Christ, the propitiation or the atoning sacrifice. And this is appropriated by what? Through faith in his blood. Now, again, let me ask you a question. God gave you the faculty of factoring. He said to his people and says to us right now, come now, let us reason together, Isaiah 1, verse 18. 1 Corinthians 2:13, we are to compare or collate spiritual things
with spiritual things, that is, Scripture with Scripture. So you've got a functioning mind. You have to factor these things out and weigh them all against the Holy Scriptures. Why would God tell you to have faith in His blood, quote unquote, Romans 3:25, if there was nothing special about what God calls the precious blood of Jesus? So John MacArthur says that the blood has nothing special about it, but God says that the blood of Jesus is precious. Who will you, my friend, believe? Because somebody, one of the two parties, is a lying devil, and the other one is the way, the truth, and the life. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Joshua 24:15, Jesus said, "He that is not with me is against me." Matthew 12:30.
Notice Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through His blood. Can I get a drum roll here? Can we get a verbal underline of these four words? We'll say it. Redemption through His blood. Colossians 1:14. And by the way, we've got a whole category on Bible versions issue, because the new perversions are intentionally taken from corrupted manuscripts, which remove the blood from this verse in Colossians 1:14. So it's through. We have redemption through His blood. Quote, unquote. What is that? Six words or something? Quote, we have redemption through His blood. Let me say this. I'm not here to be an eloquent speaker or make you like me because of the way I present the gospel. I want this gospel in the depth of your heart. And God does. He wants it all the way down into the innermost part of your being, so that it is literally the constitution of your life. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. That's Matthew 4:4. Proverbs 4:4, let thine heart retain my words. Being now justified by His blood, quote unquote. That's Romans 5:9. Colossians 1:14, quote, we have redemption through His blood. So redemption only comes by the blood of Jesus. And with that redemption comes the forgiveness of our sins. Notice the whole verse, Colossians 1:14, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. So forgiveness comes through His blood also. Colossians 1:20, and having made peace, Jesus did, with the Father, through, that is, by being the Redeemer, and having made peace through His blood, He made peace between God and man, fallen, sinful man, by what? Here it is. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. That's Colossians 1:20. Again, we read that through the blood of Jesus, the blood He shed on the cross, He made peace between God and man. How about Hebrews 9:12? Neither by the blood of goats and calves, he's contrasting the old and the new covenants, but by His own, what? Blood. He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us, Hebrews 9:12. So how was that done? Through the blood of Jesus. By the way, that's not a full reading of all of the scriptures on the blood of Christ. You can get that right in the Word yourself, King James Bible. Also, again, blood atonement is the name of the category on safeguardyoursoul.com, where you'll find a rich cache, C-A-C-H-E, treasure chest and treasure trove of biblical truth on the blood of Jesus. You have no salvation without the blood of Jesus. You have no foundation in your Christian walk, if you're born again, in your walk as a disciple of Christ, without a thorough understanding, a growing understanding of the importance of the blood of Jesus. Again, Hebrews 9:22, without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And yet John MacArthur says, quote, the only importance the blood of Jesus has is that it showed He died. Then he says there is no saving in that blood itself. Man, if you didn't just fall off your chair like I just did, can you believe people are mourning the life, so-called ministry, and death of this demonic heretic?
Unbelievable. And that's only one of the things he did. And that's all it takes, by the way. I centered in this message on the most important thing, is that he's denying the very blood of Jesus Christ. Unthinkably, openly denying the efficacy, the perfection of the divine blood of Jesus Christ. Again, remember we read right here in Acts 20:28 that we are purchased with his own blood, quote unquote. Purchased is the same important meaning as redeemed, bought back. Quote, with his own blood, we have been redeemed by the blood of a lamb. Jesus said before he went to the cross, for this is my blood of the New Testament or the New Covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. All of these salvific words, remission, propitiation, redemption, reconciliation, this will get you excited. We need to be grounded soundly and deeply, more and more deeply daily, established in the revelation we have in the New Testament. Scriptures of Jesus Christ. And at the top of that list is going to be his virgin birth and his blood atonement, etc. God bless you, friends. Thank you for listening. And again, if you want to explore more concerning this demonic heretic, false prophet, and wolf, John MacArthur, just look up the John MacArthur under the J category on the desktop version of SafeguardYourSoul.com. On the right of every page is a drop-down menu with over 200 Bible categories and topics for your rich enjoyment of the treasure chest of God, his word, and for your growth in the grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, please quicken us with thy holy fear, Lord. Quicken us to feed the hunger we have for more and more of you and to know your word as astute students, disciples of yours, Lord Jesus. We thank you for coming and shedding your blood for our sins, Lord, to remit all of our sins, to forgive us, God, and buy us back to yourself. For we are, quote, purchased with his own blood, the precious blood of Jesus. And Lord, Father, we thank you. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. My friend in Christ, I want to encourage you to sing that song today and watch the joy of the Lord well up and fill your heart. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, even so, come Lord Jesus. Amen.